702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. This terrible, terrible tragedy in Afghanistan. A huge destruction and loss of life there.
Yeah, from a huge earthquake, 6.1 on the Richter scale, but the numbers don't always do it. It's where it is, how it affects, the fact that villages have been brought down, people are trapped in rubble. The estimates are 1,000 people have been killed and 1,500 injured, and that will go up. Those numbers will go up. So emergency shelter, medicine, food aid are absolutely paramount for a part of Afghanistan that is especially poor and especially remote. And especially given the Taliban's in control, how much of an international effort can take place? It looks like the UN is absolutely scrambling to provide rescue teams and the emergency shelter, et cetera, et cetera. And indeed, the Taliban has actually expressly asked for international cooperation. Did the world shift on its axis? The Taliban asking for the world to help. The world, I'm sure, in some ways will respond to this. This is just people, many of whom are already benighted by famine and other issues in Afghanistan. They need the help. So I guess it'll happen, but it doesn't help, does it, when you have an authoritarian power in control? And doesn't that go for quite a few countries around the world?
We'll take your help, but don't tell us what to do is basically the message of the Taliban. Yeah. Talking of help that maybe some people don't want, tell me about this, what shall we call it, tensions perhaps between the prince and the prime minister.
Oh, it could get very interesting. You'd want to be a fly on the wall should they be in the same room at the same time, and it's thought that they will at some stage. So Boris Johnson and Prince Charles will both be amongst those at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. It's that big thing. It's all in our diaries, I'm sure, the CHOGM meeting in Kigali in Rwanda. And it just so happens Rwanda is the place where Boris Johnson has a policy of sending asylum seekers on a one-way ticket. You'll be processed in Rwanda. Don't come and darken our doors again. Hugely controversial and hugely argued against by Prince Charles. He has absolutely stuck his royal snout into the whole issue and decried it as being against human rights and against people's best interests. So the fact that Boris Johnson and Prince Charles, never the twain shall meet in all sorts of ways with their political views, they will be there at the CHOGM meeting in Kigali today. It will be tense. It'll be like that first episode of The Office. Is this real? Is this a documentary? I feel very uncomfortable.
He called it appalling, didn't he, Prince Charles? All right, now, I don't know. If your spouse was 91 years old and you didn't like them, wouldn't you just rather wait it out than divorce them?
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Although, how long? I mean, I don't know. Also, Jerry Hall looked absolutely hanging on his arm at his 90th birthday last year. It's Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall. But apparently, according to US media reports, they are getting a divorce. 26 years between them, Jerry Hall, always described as an actress. I'm thinking, what's she been in? Okay, model slash actress, Jerry Hall, 26 years his junior. His last marriage was to someone 38 years his junior. So watch out, world. It could well be that 91-year-old Rupert Murdoch, worth at this stage about $20 billion, is now going to be the world's most eligible bachelor. It's possible.
Thank you, but no thank you. We'll leave it there. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.